Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Kingdom of Belgium and the Kingdom of the Netherlands welcome the holding of this conference of state parties and wish to thank the two co-chairs and members of the committee for their efforts. Let me start by underlining the importance that both our countries attach to the protection and promotion of human rights and to the fight against impunity and enforced disappearances, in particular for which the Convention is a crucial tool. Turning to the work of the committee, Belgium and the Netherlands have both submitted their report and have thus had the pleasure to work closely with the member of the committee. What is unique about this convention is that the monitoring system contains two particularities that do not exist in any other human rights convention. The first is enshrined in Article 27, which provides for the state party obligation to decide at present conference whether it's appropriate to transfer the monitoring of the convention from the Committee on Enforced Disappearance to another body, without excluding any possibility. The provision was the result of a compromise, given that there were diverging views on what would be the most effective constructions of the UN human rights system as a whole. Belgium and the Netherlands are strong proponents of the work of the treaty bodies. They are the heart of the global human rights framework and play a fundamental role in promoting human rights at a national level. For those reasons, we actively advocate to enhance the effectiveness and impact of the UN treaty body system. It is our firm belief that the system would benefit from a higher degree for rationalization and streamlining of the working methods. The good news is that the treaty body review, which is based on the General Assembly Resolution 68-268 and set to come to a conclusion by 2020, has provided us with a timely opportunity to optimize the current human rights architecture. Against this background, postponing the decision on the committee's future would have been a logical step. However, we understand and respect the fact that the convention obliges us to take a decision today, and we will not oppose a consensus in this regard. That being said, we would welcome an explicit reference to the treaty body review in the summary of this meeting, as to clarify that what we decided today is not meant to preempt the outcome of the treaty body review. The second particularity of the convention is set out in Article 29, which provides for single reporting obligation instead of a periodic reporting procedure. Paragraph 4 grants the committee the power to request states parties to provide additional information if need arises. We have always been in favor of this single reporting obligation. It acknowledged that the subject of matter of the convention is much narrower in nature than that of other treaties, and that the prevalence of enforced disappearance, gruesome as it is in itself, is very much dependent on the specific country situation. In applying Article 29, we consider it crucial that the committee carefully applies the tools it was given in the convention and guards itself from moving towards the gradual introduction of a periodic reporting procedure, given that this is a major point in order to convince more countries to ratify the convention. We all know that many countries suffer from what is sometimes called a reporting fatigue. Mr. Chair, the Kingdom of the Netherlands and the Kingdom of Belgium have joined the convention because we believe that combating enforced disappearance is a responsibility of the international community at large, to which we wish to contribute. We look forward to continuing this engagement. Thank you, Mr. Chair.